Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Well, in this program, we answer the questions that you have related to Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who's a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in our previous episodes, we have been talking about how to teach our children about love, to love people with all their goods and all their odds, whatever they have. And in the meantime, we also understood that it's also important to teach our children about the self-respect, about the idea that when they are expressing, when they are actually loving someone, we actually got to teach all these things through our upbringing, the way we behave with them. You said that we have to behave with them in the way that even when we are expressing a disagreement with them, it should be very respectful. You also shared one of the hadiths with us. I would want you to teach us more on the fact, like, for example, there are children who often, like, about their brothers or their sisters on the table, on the dining table, or anywhere in the room, like, whenever they are with their parents, they kind of try to say, she did this thing wrong, or I know you're wrong over here, I know you went wrong over here. So as they grow up, they try to be more like that. They try to be more that I am a kind of person who was right, and my sister or the brother, you need to correct yourself. So sometimes, yes, our brothers and sisters are at wrong place, but how do we say to them in a respectful manner?
So number one, we should try as parents, as siblings, to talk to them separately, in seclusion from others, so that they do not feel offended or let down in front of others. So if there is something which needs to be pointed out, it has to be corrected, it should be done, not in front of the others. Of course, sometimes you need to do that in front of others to make your point, strike at the iron when it is hot.
All right.
You need to, put hammer the nail in at a time when it is that thing is being done. So it has to be, you need to determine what situation is. Sometimes you have gone through the exercise of talking to them separately and trying to make them realize that they're making a mistake.
But you have failed all the time.
But you have failed. But then it comes, and the only solution left is that now you need to, put them, tell them off in front of others, so they feel bad about it. They feel maybe offended by it, but they remember that that would be coming to us if we're not careful and if we're not mannerful. So the important thing is when we talk about, for example, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. So it has levels and it has conditions and it has certain levels. You start off with lower levels at a milder ways, and then you go to levels which are a little harsher. So it's not that we completely reject being harsh or we say that, oh, we should always be mild. But the first thing is the attempt should be to, you know, manage the situation in a way that it does not make them lose their self-pride and respect. And that is done by doing so in a very beautiful and polite manner. Even in front of others, you can make a...
whenever the time you are actually trying to teach or guide, be that your siblings, be that your children, that they are wrong at some place, their self-respect has to be maintained. That has that is something that has not to be let get hurt. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about the ways to actually guide a child to actually show his consent or show his disagreement towards a particular thing, maintaining the self-respect of the other party. Yes, Professor.
One of the important things is that you need to make your child or your sibling understand that whatever you're doing is based on what you feel inside. There has to be a coherence between your inner feelings and your outward expressions. What you feel and what you think, how you feel and think, should come outside also. People should realize that you're sincere. People should realize that you're truthful. What you want to say is, what you are saying is out of the heart, and you really love the person, and you want him to be a good person. Loving a person is thinking positively. Is thinking. Something should come about positively in the other person. You want him to be a better human being. That is your true love. The true love is what, and that you should make the person realize that what you are saying is something you really feel for. It's not something just of a facade that you...
Exactly. Professor, just last night I was going through a video of a psychiatrist, and she was saying that when you want... nobody actually likes the feedback, and especially the negative feedback. And why people don't like that? Because they don't need validation from you. And but still, if you validate things like, hey, you were doing good, and then say, I would want you to be more better, rather than saying just fix a particular thing. So how much do you agree with this, that not to tell a person directly, hey, I want you to fix this, rather than telling this directly, telling that person at least, appreciating or encouraging his one or two qualities, and then telling that person to fix this and this quality within you?
Yes, of course. There are two aspects to this, in my humble opinion. One aspect is the person who wants to express his love by telling the person off, that you fix this. So the better thing would be, as you said, you should start off with appreciating
and praising him. Yeah.
Appreciation should be first of things, because everything is not negative about the other person. There must be some good aspects to it, to him or her. So you can start off by appreciating him, praising him for things that are good about him. And within that, you present something which is, you know, you need to rectify and correct.
Yeah.
That is one aspect,
all
certainly.
Right.
And through that, you are trying to
Show also sympathy and tell other person to fix
not
a particular
sympathy,
problem.
You're showing empathy.
Yeah.
You want to make him feel that I feel for you.
All right.
And what you should be feeling for yourself, I'm also feeling like that.
All right.
So you need to empathize with the person in a way that he or she feels that you're really feeling for him. And and it's not it's something for the betterment of not only myself, it's the betterment of my relationship with other human beings.
Professor,
other aspect is that the person who's being told off, he should be prepared for anything. He should not feel bad about it. He should think of things in a positive way. Even if the person who is telling him off is doing it in an offensive way, but he should try to, you know, reconcile with that, and he should try to justify that. Look, in any case, if he's telling me off, especially my parents, if one of my parents is becomes angry or is used to, you know, scolding me and becoming angry, you should say, look, at the end of the day, he or she wants a better future for me. I shouldn't be put off. I shouldn't be...
Exactly.
You know.
Professor, we would want more explanation from you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakawi, and we are discussing about how can you actually teach your child to teach other people to fix particular things in them in a very respectful manner. Yes, Professor.
Yes, so as I was saying, basically we need to show our love, we should show our compassion, empathize with them. They should feel that we're truthful with them, we're honest with them, we're sincere with them. We love them, and that's why we're asking them to be good people.
But Professor, don't you think most of the times we ask people to fix things in them, they feel very disrespectful, or they feel like, definitely the opposite person is jealous with me, and that's why this person wants me to fix the things. How do we develop this
sometimes
ideology?
It's because it depends upon how we feel towards them.
All right.
I mean, sometimes we feel that the other's feelings towards us in the same way that we feel for them, in the same way we think for them. If we think positively about them, if we start to think positively about others, we will start thinking that they are also positive to us. If I feel jealous about the person, then I would say he also is
so
jealous.
So this is a vice versa process,
it's
kind of?
Yes, it is
a kind of two-way
so
process.
If we want to change others also, we need to start from ourselves. And if we feel...
Charity begins at home.
Exactly. So we need to change our feelings. We need to make ourselves realize that the other person is also a human being and we should respect him. And we should start loving him. Love means not forgetting yourself, but love means not forgetting others also.
All right.
I mean, yes, I'm not saying that we completely think of ourselves to be nothing. We lose everything. We lose our self-respect. No, we shouldn't feel so trampled down, but also we should not trample upon the other person. Our love for the other person, it should not be because of greed. Our love for some person should not be because I like him. No, because he is a human being and I need to love him as a human being. So it should be based on...
It's a creation of Allah,
exactly.
And I got to be respecting
so the way I feel about him, I feel that he feels the same way. So even if someone comes with a positive attitude towards me, because I have a negative attitude, I think that he also has a negative attitude. And that is one of the problems which we face normally in society or at places of work. We do not accept the other person because we're not accepting, we feel that he doesn't accept us.
All right. So it's just somewhere deep down us there lies the problem. It's a two-way process. We'll discuss more on this in the upcoming episodes. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Dear listeners, Imam Ali Alayhi Salam said, if you want to tell someone, fix a particular thing, tell him all alone, because that way you have actually taken him to a higher level and actually conveyed your thing. But if you're telling him in public, you have actually got him deep down and you have actually disregarded him, you have actually disrespected that person. So we got to be taking care of all these things. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.